soy morena, soy negra, apréndetelo, no te equivoques conmigo. Recuérdalo, oye, racista, ignorante, asúmelo, vas a tener que aguantarme.
The dresser, the generational dresser that Genevieve has in her room, lends to International Women's Day as the dressers, her grandmother's. And I know her grandmother was extremely special in her life. March 8th is International Women's Day, which is a global day celebrating the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. The day also marks a call to action for accelerating gender parity. Significant activity is witnessed worldwide as groups come together to celebrate women's achievements or rally for women's equality. And that is from International Women's Day. Thank you to Ev for compiling all that great information in celebration of women's achievements, raising awareness about women's equality and equity. I would even say equity, right? Genevieve brings that up. Lobby for accelerated gender parity and fundraise for female-focused charities. I wonder what they mean by that, the last one. Fundraise for female-focused charities. Because I often think of the word female, you know, like female, femme. Do you mean femme-focused? What's the hashtag that you brought up? Choose to challenge?
Yeah, that's the theme. For every year has a specific theme. So this year is choose to challenge. And so choose to challenge inequity, choose to challenge all the things, all the negative issues or global issues that impact women and girls unfavorably. Mm-hmm. So that is the theme for this year. And so this information was from internationalwomensday.com. Right. And so that's actually pretty choose to challenge. They have an actual like challenge where you put your hand up and you make like a pledge type of thing for this particular month. Genevieve, what is Afro Resistance working on for International Women's Day?
I was like, let's cut to the crap. Cut the crap, boys. You know, let's be clear. International Women's Month was created without a real race analysis, right? So and when we talk about without a real race analysis, we're talking, you know, it didn't center black or indigenous women. But we observe it, right? So throughout Latin America and the Caribbean, it's a date that has always been observed, and it's the whole month. So it's International Women's Month. Just that March 8th is actually observed. Different countries observe it differently. I know Brazil, it's not a huge day. Brazil observes a different day from what I understand. Some of the Brazilian folks in Afro Resistance tell me. March 21st is International Day Against Racism. So that's another important day, right? So Afro Resistance also observes that specific day with a gender analysis. So Afro Resistance, what we're doing, we are having tomorrow, March 8th, which is today, because we're airing this today, we're having a conversation with our two fellows, Sara and Mirtes. Sara is a political prisoner from Colombia, and Mirtes is a domestic worker whose son was assassinated a year ago now. And they will be in an intimate conversation. It's a webinar, and it's a conversation where they're going to share not only their stories, because I think their stories are pretty well known. If you don't know their stories, it's because you're not reading the news, really, and because you have to question if you really care about Black women in the Americas. Because their stories are pretty well known. But they're going to be in an intimate conversation for the first time with each other around what their stories have meant to each other, right? And why it's really important for Black women to be in community with each other, to be able to have spaces to share their stories. So it's going to be a really... it's going to be a really powerful conversation, we feel, that will give space for women to share stories. And that's what we want to create. We want to create Black women to have spaces to share their stories, right? One of the things that we feel we need is that storytelling component within each other, like to be able to tell our stories, our lived experiences. And it doesn't have to be of trauma, right? It doesn't have, you know, people feel like Black woman full trauma and everything else. And, you know, there's this trauma porn that is always like thrown onto us. And it's not that, it's just, we need a space to share our stories so we can also heal. And that's a simplicity of tomorrow's conversation. It's a space for people from their own idiosyncrasies, from their own territories, to share what's up with them. 1 p.m. Afro Resistance.
1 p.m. EST.
EST.
And like we've always, I mean, I get upset when people don't follow Afro Resistance. And like, they're like, do you have any resources? I'm like, I done told y'all 50 billion times to follow Afro. Like, you know, if put your money, what is it? Put your money where your mouth is. And the thing is that these events are free. That's the part that be sending me. Cause I'm like, you just log on, you know, if you actually truly do want to know more about the experiences of Black women, just period, you know, in general, and specifically in the context of the Americas. Another really cool, and thank you for bringing up Gloria Malone, Evelyn. Gloria Malone has just her TikTok in general is really chock full of amazing content and analysis. Specifically for International Women's History Month, she is doing a series on Black Latin American and Caribbean women. And her entire TikTok is basically centered on Black America's history in 1 minute or less. And yeah, y'all need to follow her on TikTok, on Instagram, Gloria Malone. She's Gloria Malone on all the platforms, I believe. Let me just double check too.
Yeah, I think so.
The right information. I believe it's Gloria Malone on Instagram. And I'm checking on TikTok.
I think is she Gloria Malone there too?
No, it's spelled. So you could probably find her if you search Gloria Malone on TikTok, you'll find her. She's the first result. But her handle is G, M as in Mary, 4XX. So follow her. She's doing all of this great content. The first one that pops up is Lucila Campos, Black Peruvian singer, star, La Lupe, El General you have here, and so on and so forth. And historical and contemporary. And I love that. I always like the historical and the today, because she got Rico Nasty in there, who she's a rapper. So good stuff. Shout out to Gloria, because we know her in real life.
Yay!
Yep. And her blonde eyebrows.
Yes, and her awesome daughter, Leilani. So as we start to really try to close out this segment, like, let's give some shout outs. Who are some Black women that you want to honor in this time, for this particular International Women's History Month, and specifically for tomorrow being International Women's History Day? So who wants to start? Hand rub like Birdman.
Birdman, hand rub. I want to shout out my grandma, my ace boom, abuelita forever. Which I didn't know her name was not abuelita until I was like, 12. My mother's like, that's not her name. But I speak to her almost every day. And the last thing she told me was, because I just bought a new TV, because this apartment had an old TV. Like, the TV was from 1976, like, no lie. And she was like, tell your landlord to come get her blasted TV. And I'm like, all right, I'll tell her my grandma said, come get your rotted TV. And she was like, what'd you say? I was like, you said rotted. She said, no, I said blasted. And so I have to make sure to tell my landlord to come get her blasted TV. And I was sharing with Jambiev earlier this week that my grandmother basically had set up the pathway for me to have the quality of life that I have currently, to have the quality of life that I'm looking at y'all from, you know, my big screen computer, which were like, everybody was like, oh, you living. But my grandmother set that up in how she asserted herself and the choices that she made and the family life that she held down, and set the road for my mother. And then, you know, obviously the choices and really the options that I have in my life, as to Jambiev's point about we happen to be born into this hand. What is it? The hand that we've been dealt at life, and also in honoring the legacy of my grandmother and what she did and how she set me up, and you know, all of that gratitude to her and obviously my mother. In this particular moment, I want to center my grandmother, and you met her, Ev. You met my grandma. My grandmother is everyone loves her. She's an 80-year-old woman that watches Netflix, that be sending me memes on WhatsApp, that still sews, still has a smart mouth, and who, you know, is constantly guiding me. So shout out to Abuelita. Hopefully at some point we'll get back to our Sunday bingo games, because that used to be the highlight of my month, bingo with my grandma.
Aw, how about you, JV?
For me, you know, it's similar for me. I have to center the twins. The twins being my grandmother's, my dad's mother's, especially my birth one. They were identical, but I do have a birth one. Because without her, I would not be here. I would not have the quality of life that I have today. You know, I'm actually like sitting on her, well, kneeling on her bed right now where I grew up. A lot of years of my life where me and her used to sleep together, so I can still feel her essence. And, you know, she was, ella era luchadora. She was one of those women that, she was a center of the family, but also like a real pillar within the community. So that's where I feel like I've gotten a lot of my organizing from. And she would have never considered herself an organizer. She would just have those innate organizing skills that make the community a community and keep community together. Like a natural, keep it moving organizer. That I can, you know, we can still feel her organizing skills today, right? Up to today. Through her friends' children, who are my father's, and you know, my father is almost 80, close to 80, so we can still feel the ripple effects through his generations and through the grandkids, right? So yeah, I want to honor my grandmother and her sister. So Perlina Fogarty and Paulina Fogarty. Evelyn, you're up.
I know, I'm thinking. Because it's too, you know, like, obviously, I want to honor my people. Like, that just goes without saying. But I want to, like, I'm going to honor the good homie, Francia Marquez, for being a badass, bold ass, amazing ass inspiration to women globally, for the commitment and the way and the way that she's shown up for people in Colombia, and also the reality that the sacrifices that she's had to make in order to, like, talk about North Star, right? And really identifying, you know, so much of what we've conversed about today is just the reality of, like, what we have to lose out on when our North Star is so centered and ingrained in the choices that we have to make. So for walking the walk and talking the talk, my honoree for this is Francia Marquez from Colombia.
Which she's running for president.
Yeah.
Funds for Francia, hashtag funds for Francia.
No, for real, for real.
Like, for real.
No, we're serious, y'all. For real. Hashtag funds for Francia.
We're still figuring that out because of the rules, the electoral rules in Colombia. So
right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But if you are in Colombia and know somebody there, then you can probably donate. So in which case,
yes, absolutely.
That money.
Fondos para Francia. Absolutely.
Fondos para Francia. Absolutely.
It works in both languages.
Yep. Also, I wanted to shout us out because sometimes, you know, we're so busy doing shout outs and really making sure that everybody else is okay that we don't get the opportunity to acknowledge the amazing ways in which we show up in the world and uphold and uplift all things Black and beautiful and amazing. So I want to give us a shout out as well, individually and collectively. We do this, and we sometimes have to have and confront our own shit and think about the ways in which we're showing up and making sure that we are both talking the talk and walking the walk, which is the most important thing. So I definitely want to give the two of you a shout out, and myself in the process.
Yeah. Big up yourself.
Yes. Wait, where's my damn horn?
For real. I want to share some words, because Francia is because Francia is like super active on social media too, which is like really cool. She's on Twitter, but she had said she wanted to be all the time. She wanted to be president of Colombia in August. She said this in August on Twitter, or publicly, right? Publicly on Twitter in August, and in this last tweet of that thread, she put that she wants to break the chains of fear and be free to express how I feel and what I think. Soy porque somos. I am because we are. And I think that's also the hashtag that she has on her, for her campaign platform. Soy porque somos. I am because we are. Which is a, I know that's a West African saying.
Ubuntu, right?
Ubuntu.
Ubuntu.
And so, yeah, I like that. I like that.
Yeah. So on that note, thank you to all the amazing people out there, wishing you a happy International Women's History Month and Day. Don't forget to check out Afro Resistance panel or conversation. It's going to be at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you want to check in and stay in touch with us, check us out at Radio Caña Negra on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can also write us at radiocañanegra@gmail.com. Check us out. Our next workshop is March 26th and 27th, coming to a Zoom street near you.
Zoom streets.
And zoom, 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 zoom.
Zoom, zoom, da da da, zoom, zoom. That's not their theme song, because if it's not, they really drop the ball on that.
Now I'm about to just have to do a little dance. Also, check us out. Stay tuned. Join our mailing list for information about our next series, which is the first. It's a set of Radio Caña Negra collabs. The first one is with, it's with Gata. So we're going to be talking about the history of reggaeton. It's going to be super excited. So stay tuned for that. And on that note, have a beautiful evening, day, middle of the day. Gonna get you work off and have a strong drink on our behalf. Cheers to y'all. Hey.